This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary in for Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Here's the latest on the debate over detainees. Facing sharp criticism, the White House has revised its proposal for questioning terror suspects and putting them on trial. Depending on who's talking, this debate affects national security, the nation's image, or even the way that American prisoners might be treated in the future. The debate was also timed for election season, and we will have more on that in a moment. We begin with NPR congressional correspondent David Wellner. David, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
What's the White House proposing now?
Well, the details of what they're proposing have not come out. I've spoken with the office of Senator John Warner, the chairman of the Armed Services Committee, who is one of the three senators who are leading sort of the rebellion against the White House's posture on military commissions. And they say that they expect that this is going to have to do with the Geneva Convention's Common Article 3 issue, which is not so much about the military commissions themselves, but more about the rules that govern the interrogation and detention of people who are called enemy combatants by the White House. There's been a tussle going on now for almost 2 weeks over whether that common Article 3 can be redefined, as some people put it, to more clearly spell out what is permitted in the U.S. Under that article. And, of course, these senators are saying if you tinker with that, you may be setting precedent for rogue nations to do the same and say, we can do it because you did it. So it looks like the White House is being forced to move closer possibly to the position of these senators. The others are John McCain of Arizona and Lindsey Graham of South Carolina. But because we don't have the details of what the White House has proposed, it's hard to know how much ground they've actually given so far.
So you have questions about whether you can coerce testimony out of suspects. You have questions about whether secret evidence can be used against them, among other questions. And you have these Republicans who are standing in the way of a Republican president. Can the two sides come to an agreement?
Right. I don't know if the evidence issues are paramount at this point. I think that they probably can find some kind of common ground on those. But I think that the issue over Common Article 3 is a huge one. And really, Republicans had been hoping that this would be an issue that would define Republicans and contrast Democrats with them here in this election season. And it's turned out to be a fight among themselves. And the White House is facing off with probably the most respected military veteran in the Senate, John McCain, who was himself tortured when he was a prisoner of war in North Vietnam. It's a tough fight to win.
Well, David, we're going to hear in just a moment from our colleague Mara Liasson about the politics of all this, but I want to start that subject with you. How has this disagreement among Republicans affected Republicans politically with this election approaching?
Well, I think that they've been calling this Security September and wanting to emphasize the national security issues that they say are their strong suit in these elections. But each time that they start something, they get into trouble with members of their own. In fact, the House of Representatives was going to vote on its version of military commissions, which is very close to the White House. And they called off that vote this week because they simply don't have the votes there at this point.
David, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.
That's NPR Capitol Hill correspondent David Wellner.